This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This poem is called The Impossible Dream, and in it, a bunch of people are sitting around in a backyard, just doing various things. And I think the poem is about being in a perfect moment and not really recognizing it, or recognizing it and realizing how temporary it's going to be. Impossible Dream. In Delaware, a congressman accused of sexual misconduct says clearly at the press conference, speaking right into the microphone, that he would like very much to do it again. It was on the radio, and Carla laughed as she painted, "Die, you pig," in red nail polish on the back of a turtle she plans to turn loose tomorrow in Jerry's backyard. We lived near the high school that year, and in the afternoons, in autumn, you could hear the marching band rehearsals from the stadium, off-key trumpets carried by the wind, drums and weirdly smeared trombones, a ragged Louie Louie, or sometimes The Impossible Dream. I was reading a book about pleasure, how you have to glide through it without clinging, like an arrow passing through a target, coming out the other side and going on. Sitting at the picnic table, carved with the initials of the previous tenants, thin October sunlight blessing the pale grass, you would have said we had it all. But the turtle in Carla's hand churned its odd, stiff legs like oars, as if it wasn't made for holding still. And the high school band played Worse Than Ever for a moment, as if getting the song right was the impossible dream.